And here's our South Florida Arts Beat entertainment calendar.
And today we welcome back Andy Newman of the Florida Keys and Key West Tourism Council. How were your holidays, Andy?
Holidays were great, Ed, and Happy New Year to you, and Happy New Year to all the listeners of South Florida Arts Beat.
Happy New Year, sir. What's on the docket?
A lot of stuff on the docket as we're in the thick of the season. And you know what? There is at least four different types of food events coming up in the Florida Keys this month. Mm-hmm. But let's get right to the calendar, Ed. Through the 30th of April, the Key West Art and Historical Society is presenting Tennessee Williams, the Playwright and the Painter. And this is at the Key West Custom House Museum, which is located at 281 Front Street. Now, of course, everyone knows about Tennessee Williams, and he was such a famous playwright, but he really was an exceptional painter as well. And so the Custom House is exhibiting a number of Williams paintings that reveal a bit of a different facet of his life and his talents. Now, the Custom House also has another presentation going on through the 31st of March, and it's entitled Key West Collects Anything Goes. Sort of takes inspiration from the famous Cole Porter musical, and the Custom House is displaying a wide array of knickknacks, curios, ornaments, tchotchkes, and artwork owned by members of the local community. Again, both exhibitions at the Key West Custom House Museum, located at 281 Front Street. Couple of theater presentations to talk about, Ed. Through January 18th, the Red Barn Theater in Key West is presenting Bingo, the winning musical. And the Waterfront Playhouse is presenting this weekend Leading Ladies. Now let's talk about one of those food festivals here coming up. It's in Key Largo and Alamorada, and it's called Uncorked, the Key Largo and Alamorada Food and Wine Festival. And it's actually already begun, and it goes through the 18th of January. There are some 30 different tasty food, wine, and spirits events, cooking demonstrations, wine dinners, food and wine pairing classes, progressive wine dinners, art and wine shows, and the festival finale, a grand tasting, and that's set for Saturday, January 18th at the Postcard Inn Resort and Marina in Alamorada. Now, Ed, if it's January, it has to be the annual Key West Literary Seminar. And indeed, it's the 32nd version of the Key West Literary Seminar. And in fact, this event has grown so much that there are two different sessions. Now, the first session started yesterday and continues through Sunday. The second session from the 16th to the 19th. Both explore the theme, The Dark Side. Writing workshops are scheduled January 12th to the 16th. Advanced registration is absolutely required. I believe that there might be a couple of spaces left for next weekend's workshop. Appearing at these sessions, Ed, are such famous authors like Carl Hyacin, Scott Turow, and Les Standiford, and many, many more. And let's go up to Marathon in the Middle Keys, Ed. This is something very unusual, the first annual Florida Keys Celtic Festival.
Bravo!
It actually starts today and continues tomorrow at Marathon Community Park, mile marker 49, featuring six outstanding Celtic bands, Celtic merchandise vendors, Celtic and local food fair and beverages, and just a great family-friendly event. Children age 12 and under are admitted free with a paid adult. And, of course, much more information on the Celtic Festival and all the events that we're talking about on the Florida Keys website at flakeys.com.
Don't forget your kilt, Andy.
Love it. Love it. And on Saturday, Ed, from Celtic music down to Key West, where the South Florida Symphony will be presenting tropical beats, tantalizing musical excursions. Starts at 5:30 in the afternoon at the Tennessee Williams Cabaret. And afterwards at 7 o'clock, enjoy a dinner with the performers at the Marriott Beachside Ballroom for a starry night, all-in-white, decadent evening of entertainment and dining. And still in Key West, Saturday through January 19th, the DeRubé Fine Art of Metal Galleries is presenting a never-before-seen collection by legendary artist Peter Max. And there are two Meet the Artist receptions scheduled for Saturday, January 18th, and again on Sunday, January 19th. Ed, we're going way up to Key Largo, Saturday, January 11th, the Brew on the Bay, presented by the Rotary Club of Key Largo. It's a craft beer festival. It features a homebrew competition, along with a main event featuring more than 80 craft beers from around the world. Other events coming up here, Ed, First of all, in Key West, January 17th to the 18th, the 54th annual Key West Historic House and Garden Tours. On January 18th to the 19th in Alamorada, the second annual Baygrass Bluegrass Festival. January 18th in Alamorada, still the Art Under the Oaks Festival. Big Pine and Lower Keys, 18th to the 19th, the 10th annual Big Pine Key Nautical Flea Market. Another of those seafood festivals down in Key West, the 9th annual Florida Keys Seafood Festival, January 18th to the 19th. And coming up, the granddaddy of them all, the Key West Food and Wine Festival. That's towards the end of the month, January 22nd to the 26th. Top chefs, restaurateurs showcase their culinary creativity and the Keys indigenous cuisine and a tasty schedule of events for food lovers. And finally, because we all love stone crab claws, the 5th annual Key Largo Stone Crab and Seafood Festival. That's January 25th to the 26th. And there's many more events that we haven't even spoken about, Ed, because of time. But you can find out more about them on the Florida Keys website. It's flakeys.com.
And another Happy New Year, and a big thanks to Mr. Andy Newman of the Florida Keys and Key West Tourism Council. Great weekend, Andy.
Great weekend to you too, Ed.
You are invited to a free concert under the stars featuring the nationally acclaimed Dillard Center for the Arts Big Band Friday, January 17th, 7:30 to 9 p.m. That takes place at the Hollywood Beach Theater, 100 Johnson Street, on the beach in Hollywood. And the Broward Folk Club presents the 2014 South Florida Folk Festival, January 18th and 19th. And this 20th anniversary event will feature Florida-based and national musicians, a songwriting competition, workshops, a jam area, food, crafts, of course, vendors, raffles, and CD sales. It opens at 11:30 a.m. on the 18th and at noon on January 19th at the Hugh Taylor Birch State Park, 3109 East Sunrise Boulevard in Fort Lauderdale. More info at southfloridafolkfest.net. And we'll rebroadcast South Florida Arts Beat tonight and every Friday night at 7 o'clock on our WLRN Extra HD channel. You can tune in on your HD radio or go to our website at WLRN.org. For more information. That's today's edition of South Florida Arts Beat. We hope you enjoyed the show. I'm Ed Bell, producer and host. Our theme was composed by Mike Levine and performed by Mike and Sam Levine, and Paul Leary is our online producer. Special thanks to our technical director today, Andy Wagner, and our contributors, Dan Hudak, Charles Greenfield, Norman Van Aken, and Andy Newman. Call us with your comments, if you will, 305-995-2258. You can fax us at 305-995-2221 or email your information to us at info@WLRN.org. We'd like to hear from you. Monday at this time, Topical Currents with hosts Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman, Monday at 1 o'clock. Have yourself a great weekend, and please, as always, keep your dial set right here to 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Until next time, this is Ed Bell saying bye-bye. Enjoy.